Secretary McNamara, line O.
Yes, Bob.
Did you testify this morning?
I did. I just got back.
Where were you? Mahon?
Mahon, that's right. Had Ford and Laird and Minchell all trying, and Lipscomb all trying to make political hay out of it. I don't think they got anything on us this morning. Max and I are up together.
But it's just definite that's what they're doing.
Oh, no question about it. Now, Monday I go back before the House Armed Services Committee. We got an excellent statement from Vinson yesterday. I don't know whether you noticed it in the New York Times this morning. Support from him, public support, and then let's see, Tuesday, I think I go before the Senate Armed Services Committee on the same subject, Russell and Saltonstall and all.
Did you have anybody defending you on the appropriations this morning?
Yes, Flood made a magnificent statement. I don't know whether he'll say anything to the press, but the statement before the committee was excellent.
What are they poking at you about?
No-win policy. You know you can't win this way. What's your objective? Your objective really isn't winning anyhow. Don't you favor negotiations? Isn't this really the administration's point of view? Haven't you really screwed up Laos, and isn't this affecting South Vietnam now? And aren't you accepting a privileged sanctuary? Didn't you choose the wrong equipment? Isn't it true that it's all inefficiently and ineffectively managed, and so on and so on? But I think we have answers and replies to every one of those, Mr. President. I don't think that even if the record were published, and I don't believe it will be because it's a briefing session, I don't believe it would be at all unsatisfactory. Yesterday, Vincent said he was highly pleased with the discussion. Today it was a little less satisfactory in my mind, simply because that committee has not run with the iron hand that Vincent poses on his. George Mahon is not a strong chairman. But there was no political hay made out of it. That was our conclusion.
Who tried to do it? Laird and Jerry?
Laird and Ford and Mitchell and Lipscomb, all four of them.
Who is Mitchell?
Mitchell. He's from Cleveland, Ohio.
How you spell it?
M-I-N-S-H-A-L. L. Two L's, I guess. That's approximately correct. I may have...
Young fella?
Yes. Well, yes, he's about my age. Probably about 45.
Got any ability?
No, not very much.
Okay.
No, Jerry Ford and Laird are dangerous, but Mitchell is.
Okay, thanks.
Watch the next.